newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO-FM. ABC News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The destructive wildfires in Southern California are blamed for at least 11 deaths. They've destroyed more than 12,000 structures, and the unpredictable nature of the fires also taking a toll on residents like Virginia Doshea.
Another night of feeling that we're safe. I know tomorrow can bring a lot of change, the shift in the winds.
And wind speeds are expected to increase today, which will also cause the fire risk to climb. California Governor Gavin Newsom's calling for an independent investigation into the loss of water pressure at local fire hydrants and why some water supplies were unavailable when the fires broke out. President-elect Donald Trump spared jail time or probation, but he's branded a convicted felon in New York. A judge sentenced him to unconditional discharge after he was convicted on 34 felony counts in his hush money trial. And the U.S. Supreme Court signaled it's likely to uphold the ban on TikTok. This is ABC News. The former WWE chief Vince McMahon is paying $1.7 million to settle SEC charges relating to undisclosed payments relating to employee claims.
Two women agreed not to disclose their relationships or allegations against McMahon in exchange for cash. The $10.5 million in settlements skewed WWE's reported earnings in 2018 and 2021. McMahon called the investigation misguided, saying there was nothing more to this than minor accounting errors. He left WWE in 2024 after separate allegations of misconduct, which he denies. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Justice Department's concluded its first ever review of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, the attack by a white mob on a black district that killed 300 people and destroyed about 1,200 homes and businesses. The report found no evidence that federal prosecutors at the time ever evaluated reports and concluded there is no longer an avenue to bring a criminal case. Brian Clark, ABC News.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingerman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Mission Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for a few peaks of sun, otherwise mostly cloudy, a bit warmer than normal today with a high of 28. Cloudy tonight, areas of snow likely around or after midnight, between a half and 1 inch possible, a low of 24. Sunday, scattered light snow showers mostly ending by noon, an additional half inch, otherwise mostly cloudy, breezy, high of 32. Sunday night, cold, flurries, a low of 2. Monday, partly cloudy and very cold with a high at 11. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing our morning low. We're up one now. Morning low 17, current temperature 19. When we look at TV shows, movies, birthdays, and have a rabbit ears memory, it's This Week in Entertainment History, and it comes your way in 15 minutes. You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned. was California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. No screen. No. I was raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah. She had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California." Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar and the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, I followed her around and we talked till the lights came on. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan, like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over.
That's a win-win if you're a Cole Swindell fan or a Jody Messina fan. You got them both. 2022 and, of course, from the 1990s. We're going to travel back. Well, we're only going back to 2008. But in my heart, we're going back to the 1980s. This was done way back in the 80s by Dream Academy. Sugarland redid it in 08. It's called Life in a Northern Town for your weekend wake-up. 7:08, 19 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and you can always find us on the always free Civic Media app. It's easy.
Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all.
Hey, in the northern
train. And hey, my.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, that's obviously not as good as the Dream Academy original, but that's pretty darn good. That ranks up there with one of the better remakes as we bring on Sugarland Life in a Northern Town. Great big thank you for joining us. Everybody checking in today. We have the Jensen Street Crew in Mesa, Carmen down in Nebraska, and Sherry stopped by as well. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend wake up. Here's a good oldie. It's Randy Travis, Digging Up Bones. It's a fun one.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry. I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a flame. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. Sitting alone, digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet I'm not, I'm sitting alone, digging up bones.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
Just a rodeo drifter, he comes and he goes like a wild wind that blows in the night. The highways and back roads are all that he knows. He'll be gone with the morning's gray light. Like a blue norther howling, like the tumbleweeds blow, there's no way to settle him down. His spirit's as wild as the horses he rides. His freedom he wears like a crown. And he rides the wild horses. The same blood flows through their veins. Yes, he rides.
promises he'll never be tamed. He'll never be broke, he won't be tied down. He'll never wear no man's brand. He won't fit in with the 9-to-5 crowd. His moving's all he understands. And he rides the wild horses. The same blood flows through their veins. Yes, he rides the wild horses like the horses he'll never be tamed.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000. 239-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet. Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
This week in entertainment history is a history lesson of entertainment. Today we go back to 1983. The Joy of Painting debuted on PBS, starring the beloved Bob Ross.
Let's decide. Maybe there's a happy tree, evergreen tree. He lives right there. Start with just touching the canvas. Use just the corner of the brush, just the corner, and begin pushing, making the bristles bend slightly downward. See there?
This week in 1974, ABC aired the final episode of Love, American Style. In 1938, Morse code was first demonstrated by Alfred Vail and Samuel Morse. 1958, Sea Hunt debuted on CBS television starring Lloyd Bridges. It was on the air for 4 years. The Beatles made their first national TV appearance in the UK by performing Please, Please Me in 1963. American comedian Jon Stewart succeeded Craig Kilborn as host of a late-night talk show and news program, The Daily Show, on Comedy Central. Rod Taylor, Mary J. Blige, and Amanda Peet all celebrating birthdays today. Your Rabbit Ears Memories up next.
That's me and you.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is ABC.
Your Saturday morning Rabbit Ears memory takes us back to the 1970s in an American detective drama that starred James Garner. It aired on NBC from 1974 all the way until 1980. It's The Rockford Files.
We'll be right back.
was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west where the wild sun sets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog was well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coat through a century note and he swore that Boone would die. Yeah, the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well.
Well, there you go, Mr. Thee. Thank you for attending history lesson class today. From 1979, Hoyt Axton. It's 7:30. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer reading 20 degrees, and we'll read birthdays and anniversaries up next.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And,
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Weekday mornings at 7:20. It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup
with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tab bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15 and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tab bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Good morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by those great folks down in Black Earth each and every day, the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, just a handful of birthdays and anniversaries today for Saturday, January 11th, 2025. Of course, the fewer people celebrating makes it a little more sweet, a little rarer, maybe. Anyway, birthday wishes going out to Brenda Gotch today. That from Lori and the guys. Also, happy birthday wishes to Brenda Gotch from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Linda Chitwood, you're on the Little Willow Birthday Club as they pass wishes along to the Birds Creek Airport. Mike Burns, Linda Chitwood, Jamie Felland, Gracie Parker, and Dwayne Winterberg from the Bloom City Town Crier. Hope you have a great day. Mike Burns, happy birthday from Bob and Heidi. Here's birthday wishes for Sherry Biba. There's Linda Chitwood again, Thomas Cleary and Addison Nelson from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, and to James Murray and Gracie Parker from the Richland Center Lions Club as well. And of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary in the area, we'd love to wish you the best from WRCO-FM.
Reuben James, in my song you'll live again. Phrases that I rhyme are just a footsteps out of time from the time when I knew you, Reuben James. Reuben James. All the folks around Madison County cussed your name. Just a no-count sharecropping colored man who would steal anything he can. And everybody laid the blame on Reuben James. Reuben James. You still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Flora Gray. The gossip of Madison County died with child. And although your skin was black, you were the one that didn't turn your back on the hungry white child with no name, Reuben James. Reuben James. With your mind on my soul and a Bible in your right hand, you said turn the other cheek, there's a better world awaiting for the meek. In my mind these words remain from a Reuben James.
Reuben James. You still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. Shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James.
Reuben James. One dark cloudy day they brought you from the field, and to your lonely pine box came just a preacher, me in the rain, just to sing one last refrain for Reuben James.
Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind. The faded shirt, the weathered brow, the calloused hands upon the plow. I loved you then and I love you now, Reuben James. Reuben James, you still walk the furrowed fields of my mind.
That's Kenny Rogers in the First Edition with Reuben James. Well, I'll tell you what. It isn't every day you have a 51st wedding anniversary, so we held this one back, and we're going to make it just kind of their own little window here today. Roger and Kayla Herber celebrating 51 years. Unbelievable. Have just a great, outstanding day and a wonderful anniversary. That's from Sherry, Brandy, and everyone at WRCO, as well as Roger and Kayla celebrate. You know what, Roger? I bet when she said yes, oh, man, that meant the world, right? Here's Chad Brock. He's going to tell you the whole story about how she said yes to him. Well, not Kayla, because she only has eyes for Roger.
Into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. standing face to face with my own destiny. Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see you again? She said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about a right now? Just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Much to my surprise, she said yes, I said wow, she said when, and I said how about right now, love, can't wait, then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said yes.
And Carlene said yes. Oh, man. Chad Brock's just about as excited as I was, although I can't sing, otherwise I would have probably written a song about it. Great big good morning going out to Jamie and Charlie joining us today from the Reedsburg area. Thank you for spending your weekend wake up with us at Little Old RCO. Here's Jerry Reed.
Hey, it's Amos Moses.
Amos. Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. A hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind and Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido.
Oh, Oh, look out, it's Amos Moses. He's loose in a swamp again. 7:42, Kaylin O'Connell has a news update at 7:45.
When you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Brother Bill and mother brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're at 20 degrees. Time for a news update brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. According to Tony Schumacher, maybe a few peaks of sun eventually today. We're going to top off near 28. Current temperature following a low of 17, we are at 20. News with Kaylin O'Connell is on the way next.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Saturday, January 11th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Kaylin O'Connell. More information has been made available on the arrest of a triple murder suspect in Juneau County. Virgil Thew was arrested on Thursday, 10 days after the bodies of 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls ages 12 and 13 were found by the New Lisbon police in a home. According to a press release from the New Lisbon Police Department, the Juneau County Communications Center received a report of a suspicious individual just before noon in Elroy, about 12 miles south of New Lisbon. A deputy dispatched to the location identified Thew and arrested him without incident. Thew appeared in Juneau County Circuit Court on Friday afternoon for arraignment. He is charged with 8 felony counts, which include 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with 1 count modified to include domestic abuse, 3 counts of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and taking and driving a vehicle without owner's consent. He is also charged with misdemeanor resisting or obstructing an officer. Cash bond has been set at $5 million. Virgil Thew's next court appearance is scheduled for February 13th. Today is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. In recognition of Governor Tony Evers' proclamation observing the day, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released a new report highlighting key milestones the department has achieved in 2024 to combat worker exploitation while supporting employers who play by the rules. The report, Working to End Exploitation, highlights the Department of Workforce Development's collaborative efforts to combat worker exploitation while advancing Wisconsin's record-breaking economic performance, including 7 consecutive months of record-high employment and continued low unemployment rates that were well below national rates in 2024. Worker exploitation can take many forms. Among the most common are failing to provide safe and sanitary working conditions, wage and hour violations, human trafficking, and depriving employees of the benefits they've earned through worker misclassification of employees as independent contractors. Workers, employers, job seekers, and community members with concerns about worker exploitation are encouraged to contact the Department of Workforce Development at 608-266-3131. Additionally, the Department of Workforce Development website has a list of county migrant and seasonal farm worker service contacts and worker classification information. A judge has ruled that a Wisconsin woman who stabbed her 6th-grade classmate to please the horror character Slenderman can be released from a psychiatric hospital. Morgan Geiser, now 22, has filed 4 requests with Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Michael Boren, seeking release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Geiser withdrew her first petition in the summer of 2022. The judge denied her second request in April of 2024. More recently, the judge decided Thursday to grant her release. Geiser and Anissa Weyer were 12 in 2014 when they lured Peyton Lautner to a Waukesha park. Geiser stabbed Lautner 19 times while Weyer encouraged her on. Lautner barely survived. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced that the U.S. Department of Transportation is making an over $38.6 million investment into Amtrak's Borealis service, which runs from Chicago to Minneapolis, with 8 stops in Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. This federal investment will support the new service rollout efforts of the Borealis service, which fills existing schedule gaps in Wisconsin's commuter rail service. A child care center in Tomah abruptly closed this week, sending families scrambling to find care. Kids and Company was closed on Monday. According to a statement, the lease for the property was terminated by the Tomah VA Medical Center due to compliance issues with the lease. The daycare has had multiple serious violations in recent months, including an injury to a child caused by a staff member and a failure to report the incident in a timely fashion. The center had a listed capacity of 40 children, according to state officials. According to new enrollment data released by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 306,470 Wisconsinites have signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace through the Affordable Care Act, marking the highest enrollment Wisconsin has ever reached. This year's record surpasses last year's record-breaking year by more than 40,000 enrollees. Enrollment is open until Wednesday, January 15th, and Wisconsinites are still eligible to sign up for one of the dozens of health plans available on the federal marketplace at healthcare.gov. Those who already have insurance through the marketplace can also renew, update, or upgrade their health plans. Nearly two dozen Wisconsin manufacturers have been selected as finalists for the 36th Annual Manufacturer of the Year Awards. The program recognizes the state's top manufacturers in all sectors and sizes for innovations, philanthropy, technological advances, commitment to customer satisfaction, and the quality jobs they create. It highlights manufacturing as the state's top industry, employing one in six Wisconsin workers and producing nearly $72 billion in economic output each year. The finalists representing the diversity and power of Wisconsin's manufacturing industry and its wide-reaching impact. Among the finalists in the mega category of 500-plus employees is VARC. A total of four grand award winners will be selected, one for each size category: small, medium, large, and mega. The judges may also decide to honor a company with a special award for excelling in an outstanding area. Charging stations at Quick Trips in Ashland, Menominee, and Chippewa Falls officially opened Tuesday, and additional stations are set to be available at other sites in the coming months. Governor Tony Evers says expanding the state's EV infrastructure is a critical part of making sure Wisconsin can meet the demands of the 21st century workforce and economy, while embracing cleaner, more efficient transportation options. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program funds the stations. Last year, Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced $23 million for more than 50 EV infrastructure projects. A Dane County judge will appoint a special prosecutor to pursue charges of animal mistreatment and cruelty against a local dog breeder. Madison Weekly Isthmus reports that Judge Rhonda Lanford's decision and order follows years of pressure from animal rights activists to take action against Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds. They accused the facility of conducting medical procedures on dogs without anesthesia and failing to provide the animals with appropriate living conditions. The judge determined there was enough evidence to pursue felony and misdemeanor charges, and the judge's order is issued under a rarely used state law that allows circuit court judges to appoint special prosecutors in cases in which the local DA refuses or is unavailable to issue a complaint. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to celebrate the outdoors this winter by joining a candlelight event happening across the state. These free to low-cost events typically begin around sunset and offer a variety of ways to enjoy the winter scenery after dark, including hiking, snowshoeing, and cross-country skiing, depending on the weather and snow conditions. Many will include activities such as bonfires, hot chocolate, cider, and other refreshments available for sale or by donation, and some will have open warming shelters. Those who would like to participate by hiking and snowshoeing do not need to have any experience. These events offer no commitment opportunities for first-timers and can help build connections with other outdoor enthusiasts during the time of year when many people stay indoors. Although the amount of gear needed varies, warm clothing with layers is recommended for all events. Trekking poles are optional, headlamp or flashlight are recommended. Some properties may have other equipment, such as snowshoes or an outdoor track chair, available to check out. Contact the property to see what is available and to make reservations. Most properties will require a 2025 vehicle admission pass and/or a state trail pass unless otherwise noted. A state park daily admission pass may be available to check out at participating libraries. Find a full list of upcoming candlelight events and additional details on the DNR events calendar. Some events are weather dependent. Visitors are encouraged to check the events calendar or to call properties directly to confirm if an event will be held. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, this is Doug Penfield at Philbacks and Richland Center. How's your credit? Whether it's perfect or not so great, the Philback family of dealerships will custom design the right financing package for your next vehicle purchase. We strive to work with each customer to ensure their satisfaction. You'll find competitive rates direct from the manufacturers and local Wisconsin banks with quick approvals. Have you been turned down before? We have programs to help you get into a car and rebuild your credit. Stop into the Philback family of dealerships where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, January 11th. James L. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton, formerly of Richland Center, died December 31st at home following a battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock this morning at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. For James J. Tidrick, 88 of Grafton and formerly of Richland Center. David J. Kopas, Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center, died December 22nd. A time of sharing with military honors will be held at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. A celebration of life with refreshments will be held at the funeral home today from 1 until the time of the service at 3. For David J. Kopas, Sr., 62 of Toma, formerly of Richland Center. Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61 of Soldiers Grove, died December 27th at home. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the American Legion Post 220 in Soldiers Grove. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is assisting the family of Rebecca Becky Salmon, 61, of Soldiers Grove. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th, from 2 until 4, at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. For John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Thomas Eugene Tom Richter, 73, of Spring Green, died on Wednesday. No funeral services will be held. The Richardson Safford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Of Thomas Eugene Tom Richter, 73, of Spring Green.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. An overnight flare-up of the Palisades fire in Southern California prompted new evacuation orders. More than 150,000 people remain evacuated across the region, where more than 12,000 buildings have been damaged or destroyed. ABC's Matt Rivers is in hard-hit Altadena.
Neighborhood after neighborhood burned to the ground. Residents slowly making their return, only to find out they've lost everything.
It's gone.
Charles Nelson, a longtime resident of Altadena, the fire decimating his home.
Fire is blamed for at least 11 deaths. Wind speed and fire risk expected to increase today. Across the South, the fallout continues from a winter storm. More than 80,000 power outages in Georgia, where officials are asking people to stay off the roads until